The Florida Office of Economic Opportunity's online and phone systems have been completely overwhelmed by the recent spike in the number of people who are applying for unemployment benefits. Last week, it started reaching out for help handling one aspect of the problem that involves people who have applied for benefits in the past but cannot remember their PIN number. Joining me now to explain the problem and what help is being offered is Joe Paterno. He's Executive Director of Career Source Southwest Florida. Joe, welcome to the show. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you very much. Glad to do it.
To engage with us and your fellow listeners about this conversation or any of our shows, as always, find us on Facebook at WGCU Public Media or on Twitter. We're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. So for starters, describe what exactly CareerSource Southwest Florida does for people who don't know who you are and how you are not the unemployment office.
Yeah, our main function is to link individuals to businesses. What we try to do is match up based upon the employer's needs, individuals who have registered in our system so that we can advance the skill level so that we can find and recruit a qualified, productive employee for the business community. We also are in here to provide financial support for individuals who need specialized training to enhance their ability to gain employment. So we utilize the technical colleges, the Florida Southwestern, Florida Gulf Coast, a lot of private training providers that we actually pay for the tuition so that an individual who needs this training and qualifies under our system can get the skills they need to be competitive in the job. But our main function is like labor market exchange. We are a recruiting organization for the business community, and we assist those people who need further skill levels to be able to become gainfully employed in a, we're hoping, a career focus that leads to self-sufficiency and a happy life for everybody.
Okay, so I watched your press conference last week, and that's what I want to clarify today for people. You talked about PIN numbers and help you're trying to provide. So let me see if I've got it right. We'll start with me explaining what I think is going on. Anyone who's applied for unemployment benefits in Florida in the past was given a four-digit PIN. Now that they're trying to get into the system again, if that existing person can't remember their PIN, it needs to be reset by a human being, not something they can do automatically, and that's causing a huge surge in phone calls that shouldn't necessarily need to be done. Is that about right?
That's about right.
So do PINs expire because of time, or is this all about just forgetting and not being able to do like a quick reset like we're used to with, you know, emails and stuff like that?
Right. I don't know all the details, but I've been told that they do not reset on their own. These are a lifetime PIN. So what the problem is, if you filed for unemployment 15 years ago, you still have that PIN number. So that PIN has to be reset, and it can only be reset at the time by somebody associated with the State Department of Economic Opportunity in their unemployment claims division. So what we have said to that organization, listen, there's such a demand that why don't you allow us to have some of our staff who work with these individuals to have access to reset their PINs so that they don't have to wait 6-7 hours on the phone line trying to talk to somebody. And this way they can go in, complete their claims, get it filed, get it submitted so that they can start processing them and get the checks faster than they normally would if they would have to wait for the state system. The state has said they will do that. So we have some 50-some employees who have volunteered to take on this task to help reset PINs. As of yesterday, we had 8 people that they have granted privileges to be able to reset PINs. And until yesterday, we had 4. So with the 4 that we had, they worked through the weekend, and we were able to reset nearly 800 PINs for people who are struggling to get through the state system.
Our other CareerSource, I don't know what you call your local branches, there's CareerSource Florida, you guys are Southwest Florida. Are other branches around the state doing the same kind of helping?
I think most of them are, but not to the magnitude that we are. We actually just said, listen, this is the right thing to do for our communities. And that's why so many of our staff volunteered to say, we'll be glad to reset PINs, give us the authority, tell us what we need to do, train us so that we can get our local residents the dollars they need as quick as possible so that they can survive while some of these businesses are down and the restaurants and so forth, so that they can make it through the time period needed. I mean, they need income to put food on the table, pay rent, et cetera. So most of them are doing, maybe not to the magnitude that we are.
So how does the training work, and how many more people can you get trained up? Do you have a timeline on that?
Well, we were hoping to have everybody trained by last Friday, and we had the first round of 12 that we had training for that the state provides. It has to be provided by somebody with the State Department of Economic Opportunity. So we had 12 that participated in the first one, but at the time we'd only received 4 of the 8 with the privileges to change the pins. We're now up to, I think, maybe 10 and maybe a few extras. We've been trying to get the rest of the numbers that we have trained. And last Thursday, we had a significant number in the system for training, but their training component crashed. So it didn't go through. So none of our individuals got the training they needed. So we've had a few more participate yesterday, and there's a training tomorrow that I believe we signed the rest of our people up for. The concern is if there's limits that they put, we'll probably have some of our individuals knocked out of that training. They'll probably make sure they try to every career source in Florida and every state Department of Economic Opportunity and all the other state employees that the governor has said will pitch in are probably getting trained before we get all of the rest of our numbers.
Interesting. So are the calls that you are getting being routed to you from the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity for your volunteers? So it's, in other words, it's a separate phone bank than your normal phone lines?
No, they're calling our regular phone lines. And what we've done, we've structured the phone system to, when it calls about resetting pins, they're automatically distributed to one of the individuals who has that privileges. What's happened now today is our people have not been able to log in. We have to have our staff go into the system and be able to log in today so that they can begin resetting pins. For some reason, the state has kicked our staff out, and now it comes back a server error. So today, we've been unable to get those 10 people into the system to begin resetting pins. But no, we haven't called here. And if you're rerouted, we ask you to leave a message. Or on our website, there's a form that says, if you'll complete this form and email it to us, then we're printing those. And as those individuals have time, they'll start calling those individuals and going through and resetting the pins for them. So we have a dual system. We can do it through the internet. We have paper out front of our lobby area that you can complete, get it slotted under our door because the offices are closed. And then those are taken in the order in which they come in.
So what kind of proof does somebody have to provide to be able to get their pin reset in terms of, like, I am who I am?
Well, we need to verify the information is correct. So you need some kind of something that matches up into the system, either a driver's license, a social security card, et cetera.
And
we just want the numbers. We don't want copies of them. We just need to verify the number. So even verifying the last 4 will work for us because we asked for the last 4 on that form that we asked you to submit to us.
We're about out of time, but last question. I understand there's going to be paper applications again soon. Do you know anything more about that yet?
I do. We have paper applications in our lobbies. They can come and pick them up. We've gone through several hundred so far. We have them in English, Spanish, and Creole. And while we have the supplies, we're waiting on some more. We have an envelope already addressed to the post office box in Tallahassee where they need to be sent. So they can pick up an envelope, an application, fill it out, mail it in, and hopefully that they'll get it processed in time to be able to start getting some checks out to the individuals who really, really need this.
Is there any chance that people will be able to print those themselves at home so they don't have to go into the lobby?
They can. They could go to the State Department of Economic Opportunity's website. There should be a link to, I believe they call it reemployment insurance, and they should be able to download and print that form if they have a printer at home.
All right. Well, Joe Paterno is Executive Director of CareerSource Southwest Florida. He joined us via Google Hangouts. Mr. Paterno, thanks for your time and good luck going forward.
Hey, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks also to our earlier guest, Richard LeBurr, President and CEO of the Harry Chapin Food Bank in Fort Myers. And we're producing the show remotely these days, specifically in my kitchen, so if you happen to have heard any random dog noises, that's why. If you missed any of today's show, you can always hear episodes in their entirety on our website, wgcu.org/GCL, where you can subscribe to our podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts. Our show today was produced by yours truly. Our director is Richard Chinqui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Mike Kinnear. This is WGCU-FM Fort Myers 90.1, WMKO Marco Island 91.7 FM NPR for Southwest Florida.